taichin of today's shir is benegeya to limud hatayra la'asad lavei. Sorry. What's the subject of Torah that we're going to be learning la'asad lavei? This is the taichin from the inyan. Bichlal. So again, the nekuda here is the whole chiddush la'asad lavei is the fact that we're going to have all the time in our hands to learn Torah without any disturbances, without any worries. As it says, the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, we learned not long ago in the Rambam, you should have all the time in the world to sit and learn Torah. So if you want Mashiach and you are waiting his coming, so what are you waiting for? As will come a time where you'll be able to sit and learn undisturbed.
Okay?
Well, and not only that, the Torah that we'll learn will be a Torah Chadasha, yeah. And there's the famous Medrash that says that the Torah that we have today is Hevel, is like nonsense if you compare it to the Torah that Torah of Mashiach, again, Torah of Mashiach is so greater that Lagabi, the Torah that we have today, it's like nonsense. Yeah. So, you gotta get ready, you gotta train yourself. If you're gonna have to sit and learn, Yaimam V'Laila, Vagisa V'Yaim V'Laila, Kipshute, Lassad Lava, so, Pstap Mama Psakeli today, huh? If not, what's get my lemon? So now the question is, I only made 9 copies. I didn't think we're going to have more than 9 people today. Huh? I should have made 10 copies, huh? Okay. Okay, so there is actually one place in Lakut HaSichas. I couldn't find it right now. I remember it's in Chelik Dalad Lakut HaSichas. The Rebbe says, the very fact that La'asad Lavoi, we're going to be sitting and learning Torah Yom and Valayla non-stop, shows that the MS, that's the Tachlis HaShlemus of a person's Aveda. Loss of love is going to be the Tachlis HaShlemus, right? Everything is going to come to its complete, highest, perfect level. And when it comes to that point, what's going to happen? We're going to sit and learn Torah non-stop. So even today, there's managolos, when there are so many different parts of Aveda, there's Torah Mitzvah, there's Mitzvahs, there's Nisyanis, there's Aveda Sabirurim, there's Chol Derechecha De'eyub, Chol Masecha L'Shem Shemayim, there are all kinds of pratim in a person's Aveda, but the fact that La'asad Lavoi, the Aveda is going to be consistently one thing, just to sit and learn Torah non-stop, is a raya that even today, the greatest shleimus that a person could reach is limud HaTorah. And it's not only miyused on the fact that Las Lavia will be that way, but it's also Pialacha. It says, and we make a Birchas HaTeira one time in the morning, and then for the rest of the day, you don't make another Birchas HaTeira. Why don't you make a Birchas HaTeira when you start learning after you take a long break in the middle of the day and you don't open a Sefer? We're just coming now from Sukkah. What's the halacha when you get to a Sukkah? If you leave a Sukkah for the Alter Rebbe, as I says, for an hour or two, for a period of time, and you come back to the Sukkah, you have to make a new bracha, leishu basukkah. By limud HaTorah, the halacha is, you make one bracha in the morning for the entire day, even if you learn perek echad shachris, and perek echad arvis, and the entire day in the middle, you're busy with other things. So what happens? Why don't you make a new bracha HaTorah? It's a shayla the Rishayim ask. And they answer, the reason is,
A new leishu basukkah.
No, leishu basukkah, you do make a new one. Bracha HaTorah. Why don't you make a new bracha HaTorah? And they answer, because a person is never masiach das from limud HaTorah. Since be'emes, the person is mechuyif to learn Torah yom v'layla, elomai has a heter, because he has to bring panasa for his family or whatever else he has to do. Umeli has a heter to interrupt his learning. But as soon as he's finished doing what he has to do, he has to come back to a share of learning Torah. So his mind is never removed of it. Just like the halacha by a sukkah is, if you leave the sukkah with the intention to come back, even if you left for a longer period of time, but since you were planning l'chatchila to come back, you don't make a new bracha. By limud HaTorah, by every year, it's always that way. Apparently, it's a subconscious thing. Whether you have that kavanah b'feirush, you don't have wufshach. I have to make care of a lot of couples next time. If you have kavanah b'feirush or you don't have kavanah b'feirush, that is the way Torah looks at the life of a yid. That what? What do you say about two shittas?
Rav brings two shittas. That only applies to somebody who's taka alone Torah.
No, but in this parat, no, there's no two shittas about this. The din of Birchas HaTorah, there's no two shittas. When you get to Birchas HaTorah, that you should make another Birchas HaTorah during the day if you made an interruption. Okay, but we don't pasken like the day that...
You should be making brachas.
Yeah, okay.
You should be making brachas.
All day, making brachas. I'm learning Torah. So
I made a bracha on Shahakon di Yabizvari in quite a while. I
Okay, no, someone take out the inyanim. Akapanim, so the point is that Limudat Torah is the Ikka Maisa. Yeah, that's where it's all at.
So Limudat Torah,
when Mashiach comes, I want to tell you what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. You want to hear?
Yeah.
When Mashiach comes, it says, Mala Ha'aretz Deya Es Havaya, the world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. Everybody will be busy studying and learning Torah. That's it. Not only the old men in Tiferes Kehan Levi Yitzchak, everybody's going to be busy learning Torah a whole day.
Baruch ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nihya Bidvaroi.
Okay, so now the shaila is Vos Gate Milan and Lasad Love. What's going to be the subject that we'll learn when Mashiach comes?
I want to ask a question.
Well, as soon as I finish the point, yeah? We'll let you give you all the time in the world. Let me just finish this point, okay? So, the Alter Rebbe here in Tanya, this week's Tanya, Simcha Chavav, which we're starting in Mitzvah Shem on Tuesday, the Alter Rebbe discusses what we're going to be learning, Lasad Lovay, and basically the Alter Rebbe says over here, Bariches, that today the Torah that we learn is Misitre de Toy Vera. We have to learn all the halachas of Issa, Veheta, Pasul, and Kosher, and Mutter, and all the things that Mashenken, Lasad Lovay, will be learning only Pnimiyas HaTorah in Yonim of Chassidus, because there will be no more Toy Vera anymore, everything will be just Toyv and Kedusha. That's basically what the Alter Rebbe says. I'll just read over here a few lines. The Alter Rebbe says in the end, Ulechein yie gam ikir eisik atayre gam kem bepnimis hamitzis utameyem anistadim. The main eisik will be to learn pnimis atayre aval hanigloys yigloyim viyiduim l'chalish Yisrael biyidiyah betchila balishikcha. Everybody will know all the halachas, lasad lovay. You won't have to study the halachas again. The ein sarich lasik behem elo, the Alter Rebbe says, le'erev rav שלא יזכו למיתם מילון עד החי שופנים מייסתר והמצווה צריכים לעסק בתאר במישהו להלעת השכח את התרחר. So what the Alter Rebbe is saying is
the Alter Rebbe mentions very strongly something else.
One second, regarding the Erev Rav. Remember the Erev Rav? Only the Erev Rav will have to learn Nigla the Torah after Mashiach comes.
Do you know that he had a chaver who learned with him? I got his name. Anyway.
So I'll tell you in a minute. So all Yidden when Mashiach come will be learning Pnimiyas HaTorah, as I state. So the main reason why I got onto this subject is because actually I punk Bashkacha Prat saw a gewaltige chiddush in a maim of the Rebbe on this, that the Rebbe said Parshas Noyach Tovshim Memches 30 years ago. At the end of the maim, the Rebbe said a gewaltige chiddush on this. But before we get to the maim, first over here, what it says in Tanya. In Tanya it clearly says, La'asad lovay, there won't be any point in learning Nigla. Because everything will be gluyim v'yuduyim la'koil. The halachas will be known for everybody, and mele the ikka esik will be pnimis ha'teirah. That's what it says in Tanya here. And today, in this week's Shri Tanya. Then we have Shara Amun from the Mittler Rebbe. Wait, let's look inside in Shara Amun of the Mittler Rebbe. So what does it say over here? Take a look on the first page, Peites, on the second column. See? So, ukamai. So the first word on the line is loshen. Got it? Loshen. Towards the bottom of the page, ukamai. Ukamai, shal yidei Moshe nitten v'nimshach teira niglas lanu. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the teira of nigla. Kach al yidei Mashiach yumshach lanu pnimius v'seidus hateira haniglas da'achshav. He will teach us all the secrets. V'zel amachal akavus charam, teach us pnimius hateira. That is what Mashiach is going to teach us. Okay, let's turn over the page. I'll run the whole thing over here. So on the other side over here, he says, starting from Ube'emes. Ube'emes hine. It's towards the end of the line, 5 lines from the top. Ube'emes hine gam haderech hapashut meire kach. Before, he brings Rayas al Pikabalah that La'asad Lovay will only be learning Pnimiyas HaTorah. But now he says, you don't even need not Rayas from Kabbalah. Pashat al Pipshat, you can prove that La'asad Lovay will be learning Pnimiyas HaTorah. She'ikir bias al Mashiach, lo'yiyah rak bishvul Kabbalah HaTorah bepnimiyas Shabbat, the secrets of the Torah, she'ikir taimei Torah mitzvahs, v'loy bishvul Kabbalah HaTorah benigla. Why is that? Share bi meisa Mashiach Omar v'asruach ha'tome avim en ha'aretz. There won't be any tome anymore. There won't be any need to learn the halachas v'lo yiyah rak klal. Gam bebruim gashmiim, even amongst the physical creations. K'mo shekasev, we learned about this last week. The gar zevim keves. So even begashmis, the world will not have any friction, any fights, any. So then alts no tuma. The ikir hatera haniglis. The whole point of learning nigla yilahavdil is to know and to separate bein toiv v'ra, which is connected to the eitz hadas toiv v'ra ilana de toiv v'ra. And since this whole union of the ilana of the toiv v'ra yizbar lasad lavoi b'mkein lo yilum that toira oz bekosher posel tomei tar, all those things we will not be learning lasad lavoi mashikasa b'ra imahemne eliyia kol hatera o mitzvus hakol bepchinas haruchnius. Only thing we'll be learning is the ruchni is the madregis of the Torah. K'may kaidim chet eitz hadas adam. Sorry, k'may kaidim chet adam harishem beitz hadas. K'may shikasav b'makom acher. That's one raya. So one raya is pashut because lost in love, there won't be any tuma, and the nigla the Torah discusses the inyanim that are negeya to tuma and tare kosher posel, and those things are not relevant lost in love. Another point, another raya after the parentheses. V'oi cha'achat mitchis ha'meisim hare yekumu hakol. There'll be tchis ha'meisim for everybody. V'ayne gami kol ha'deres ha'rishayinu shalifnei ha'ovis, even from before the ovis. V'ha'ovis u'moshe v'arein v'chol tzadikim neviyim v'yiu l'alfei alofim revovis le'en shir. All the thousands and tens of thousands of yidin from all the generations will be there by Tchias HaMeisim. The Eich Yitoch and Loimar has a possible that Mashiach Yiyah Mashpia L'Kulam Teira HaNiglus Lanu. Mashiach is going to teach a Mishnah or a piece of Gemara or any Halach and Shulchan Aruch to all the tens of thousands or millions of Yidin. He's going to teach them all Teira HaNigla. How exactly is Mashiach going to teach them? How is it possible? Huh? You hear Shaila? Was? Oh, he'll explain here. Alright, explains it over here on the next dice. What? Skype. No, on the levels. The levels. They're all, you're talking about the Ovis, Moshe Rabbeinu, and you're talking about the Pashtu B'Pshutim, and he's going to teach everybody Titus and Nigla. How? So the Eid of Rav, they are the only ones that are going to have this by them. The Alter Rebbe says, for Zion by them, Ibgublib Mtuma. But L'chayri, even what the Alter Rebbe says is before Tchiyas HaMeisim, before the Tkufa of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Over here, he's talking about a later Tkufa after Tchiyas HaMeisim. L'chayri, even by the Eid of Rav, there won't be any more, L'chayri. I mean, Esruach HaTum Avim in Aretz means L'gamri, Pashtus. Not 100% sure about that.
More the they know everything already.
Huh?
Seems the is more
Moshe
Yeshua and
Zekinim
know everything already.
Yeah, right. V'oid. 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 Shahoy yaydim kvar kolateira niglas kula. They know everything already. Shubavadei lo yitztarchu lekabel din v'halacha chadashim in Mashiach. They don't have to come and teach and learn, that is, anything new from Mashiach. Shalayav lechadish davar. He has nothing to be mechadish. Chidush davar l'chayre v'ches dal
zuch.
Davar v'chatsi davar. You're right. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Ela muchrech loymar. So therefore, we have these rayas that you must say. Shemashiach yeh mashpia l'kulam tov tam v'das b'seidus pnimiyus atayre kula kanal. He'll teach the secrets of Tayre. Asher ayin leirasa adayin. Such secrets that no eye has ever seen. Gam l'meisha v'ha'ovis. Mitam anal, as it's explained before, that it comes from Pnimius of Chochma, from Eirin Seif, Mo'id, from a very high Madrege, and no one has seen this before. Rakhtal Mashiach is Galak, Moshkosaboy, Vigova Mo'id, Kanal, Vidal. Okay? So the question, he doesn't answer his question fully though. He only answers part of his question. If everybody knows Titus Anigla, so then how are you going to teach Titus HaNigla to everybody if they know it already? So the answer is no. He's going to teach them new Seidus HaTaira that no one ever heard. Okay? But there was another question though. How is it physically possible to teach so many millions at one time? So many different kinds of people on different levels. How is it possible to teach everybody? So
we'll have a big yeshiva.
Yes, it will be very big. So the answer that Alter Rebbe in Lekutei Torah says, and I believe he explains it later also, later in Shaar HaEmunah and the later Prokim, but Alter Rebbe in Lekutei Torah, Parshas Tzav, is a famous thing. There's also a mimer from the Friedrich Rebbe, Achron Shel Pesach, Tov Reish Tzadik Tes, that the Rebbe quotes many times, that Mashiach will teach on the level of Re'iyah. that he won't teach it like today when you listen visually. We'll show them all these giluyim, he's going to show them, he megalit to them these dargas over here, and that's something that you can be megalit to everybody on the very it doesn't matter what level you're on. When you're teaching something with shmir, the difference between Ri and shmir is, shmir you have to teach one detail at a time. Detail after detail. So someone that's slow, so you have to teach it one detail at a time, and you have to go step by step. Someone that understands quicker is on a higher level, so you have to teach it in a different dargah. So by shmir, it's taka different than the dargah, is the way you're teaching it. But visually, when you show the, when you megala the thing itself, that's peshava by everybody. So Mashiach will teach in the dargah of Ri'ah.
Megala by them, the
Ri'ah. He will be megala. What he will teach, teaching means that he will be megala those dargahs to Moshe, to the Ovis, to everybody, to all the Klal Yisrael. So it's not going to be Kepshuter that he's going to actually teach them. Right, but so...
The whole world, sign the Behemoth, sign this.
Okay, but it comes through Mashiach. That Gili comes through Mashiach.
Not in a room.
It's not going to be sitting in one big Chves open plaza and it's going to be Kailas of Brocken. You see, today, Taka, when I was learning this book at the Torah not long ago, someone was saying, oh, so that's why today everyone's teaching with PowerPoint, because Mahal Shem non-Mashiach. So he brings that over there, Taka, and look at the Torah, the Hamshach Inyan, he brings that. He slept in a Shabbos, and what he saw would take him 60 or 80 years to repeat. So Ri'iyah is Kailul, everything, Bavas Achas, all the Pratim are there. In the Bevas Achas, and it's not the... Yeah, that's the Chiddush of Lasad Lavoi. So according to what it says over here, Kumtais, that what's going to be the limit of Lasad Lavoi? Taitis and Nigla is not Negei anymore. It's not relevant. The whole union of Taivira is something that's already in the past. And it's not Shaykh Bechal to teach Taitis and Nigla. B'gashmi, it's not Shaykh. And everybody knows everything. Okay, so the Welt doesn't need it, because the Welt is no Tevira. The people don't need it, because they know everything already. Even if the Welt would need it, they know everything. And it's impossible to teach everybody. Muzmizogin, that's going to, we're going to teach Pnimiyas HaTeire. Mashiach is going to teach Pnimiyas HaTeire. Seidus. And V'noivon of Ri'iyah. That's going to be the limit of HaTeire, Lasad Lavi. This is an Indian that's Mavur, B'Ribi Mekaimus, in the Achmashal Pesach Maimarim, B'Ikir, and in this Simon over here, in Simon Chavav, of Geras HaKadosh of Tanya. I do remember somewhere, I couldn't find it now, I've asked a few people, but I remember seeing this, that to look it up, it says in Sefer, I believe it was in Sefer Chassidim, it says that even though Takalosad Lovai, the Ikra Limud, it says it's going to be all in Pnimiyas HaTeira, but he says that that's only B'tnai that you finish learning all the Inyanim of Nigla de Teira, Bizman Hazeh. Someone that didn't finish learning Nigla de Teira, Bizman Hazeh, is going to have to be Messiahim, Limud Nigla the Taira Bizman Hazeh, and only then will he be Zeicha to hear the Pnimiyas HaTeira that Mashiach is going to be Megala. Oh, Rambam. Okay, so then so all the Lubavitchers will go straight in, and everybody else will have to be Mashlim. I mean, Bechlal, the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch says the halacha that every Yid is Mechuyev to be Mashlim to learn Kol HaTeira Kula. I mean, that was one of the Yisaidis for the whole Takon of the Rebbe for Limud Rambam. The Rebbe said then. Besides the mitzvah of Agisa b'Yayim v'Laila, there's a chiyuv to know Kol HaTeira Kula, which not most people can't be mekayim kipshutei unless you learn Rambam. But this nekuda, I remember seeing this. Does anybody remember such a thing? La'asad lavi, you won't be able to learn Pnimiyas HaTeira. And Alter Rebbe says it when you get to the Erev Rav. That Erev, but Erev Rav is a different thing. Erev Rav, first of all, it's only a certain section of people. I don't know who the Erev Rav is exactly.
Those ones there
will
not get so much
success,
maybe because they're
attacking,
they don't have
shaykhs. The Rebbe said then, by the Bata Chazanish. Yeah, that, Yeah, Pastor Shachavei,
right?
Migay Yishloi Chassid. Migay Yishloi Chassid. Migay Yishloi Chassid. No, Purim Tavshin Tazayin, so the Rebbe then said that the Fala Khan Fabreng Net Israel, and he said that the Chazanish is Mekana, the cleansed the Tomah from Temchatim. So the Rebbe said the postmaster made a lot of money from this Fabrengen because I got all many letters from this Fabrengen, how you're talking, the Chazanish, God will be Israel, Kemen Zogin, that he's Nechva Bukhupasir Chaveri. Sorry, that he's Mekana. Huh? Rebbe didn't mention him by name, right. So the Rebbe says, "But Feirish Amayim Chazal has lost the Dove Kolechad Nichvam Mechupasu Shachaveira." And the Bibalt, he didn't learn any Chassidus. Mele, I have to look in the Sikha again. The Rebbe was Mazbet. The Rebbe explained how Sinish came Taina, whatever. Full point. Okay, so then here there's a Maimer of the Rebbe. The Maimer of the Rebbe, as I said, Matzah Shabbos, not Matzah Shabbos. Parshas Noach, Tavshin Mem Ches. So here, I mean, it's interesting because I didn't see the Hemshech to the whole Maimer. It's like, the Maimer, it was the same Kviyas as this year, Shemaim Kisi. So the Shchaydish, Shabbos or Shchaydish, and the Rebbe talks about the loss of Lavoi, like it says in the Avteira, Shemaim Chadoshim, Eretz Chadosho, the Aveda, loss of Lavoi. In the end of the Maimer, the Rebbe says, V'yihiratzen, Shal Yidei, Halimud, B'chol Inyonim Eilu, Niske B'karav Mamish, L'shmoya Maimorim, Nesida Reino Atzmoi, V'anasim Shalofonov, Kasher Mashiach Yilamed as Kol Ha'am Pnimiyus HaTeira, and then the Rebbe adds, V'gam Nigla the Teira. Mashiach will also teach Nigla the Teira. No. So then the Rebbe says, V'av, Shemubu V'kamakai Mashiach Karachilish Mashiach Yagil Pnimiyus HaTeira. It says in so many places that Mashiach is, and with all these rayas that he brings here, so how could the Rebbe say this? Shazeh, O'abi, O'vimashikosav Shemashiach Yilamed Gam Mes Moishav Ha'ovis. That brings one of the rayas. How could he teach even Moshe in the office? After him, Lomdu Akol, they know everything already. The Kol Mokim, so the Rebbe says, no, but still, Mashiach is going to teach Nigla the Torah. And it's not very clear what the Hechrich is. The Rebbe says, the Kol Mokim, Tzarech Lomim, Shiyye Oz, Gam Limud Nigla the Torah. And the Raya, the Rebbe says, is, Kedemuchach Mimayim Razal, Tishbi Yataretz Kushis Vabayis. And the Gemara says, Teiku, which is Tishbi Yataretz Kushis Vabayis. What does that mean? There are many things in Nigla the Torah that today remain a sophic, and Lasad Lavai, Eliyahu Anovi will answer them. I mean, even though the Gemara is talking about Tishbi, which is Eliyahu Anovi, so it doesn't say Mashiach is going to be teaching Nigla the Torah.
So Tishbi's arrival will cause it.
Tishbi's arrival. It's a Mashiach. It's an interesting Zach. So in other words, what the Rebbe is saying is that even in Nigla the Torah, there are still in Yonim that are considered to be begeda sophic today, that we don't know what the answer is. So l'chayra, I mean, in the Gemara, how many times do you have teiku in the Gemara? Let's say you have a chvei, so erech of 150 times teiku in the Gemara. Well, l'chayra, it doesn't only mean the teikus that you have in the Gemara. B'chlal, b'negeit, there's so many different halachas, b'negeit, in Nigla the Torah, where things remain sophic, without a hachra, machlekes ha-paiske, machlekes rishayna, machlekes achrayna, b'zol, whatever, all kinds of things that remain a sophic, where there's no hachra la-halacha, and we're machmer today, or whatever the klolim are that we're noyig, and lost love, it'll be machriya them. So there'll be a lot of things to teach lost of love. So I fill a niggle with the tater, but Mashiach Reichet Lan, that's what the Rebbe says here.
Even of the ear.
But that goof is going to be an even of the ear?
The
niggle. Okay, the niggle Reichet. Okay, maybe, it doesn't say here. This is the only raya that Rebbe brings, and that says va'oid. There are more rayas to this. Shtetn shvast, there are other rayas are, but it's va'oid. Then the Rebbe adds, "Lachen gam ro gam etzor abesen in esriyenu shahoy al yodam loyrak limud pnimiyus ha'teira ele gam tshuvas v'chiburim b'nigla de teira." Even this man has, even though the main inyan of the rabbein was to be megala pnimiyus ha'teira, but nevertheless you see that it was also in yonim that they were megala and chiburim b'nigla de teira. Adds, "Avshalay kulam nisparsimu." Not everything, all the chedushim of Nigla the Torah were nisparsim, the erech to hamach was nisparsim from Pnimiyus HaTorah. The kalmakim had a high initial tshuvas from Rabbi Seinu and Siyenu ben Nigla the Torah. Are the Admar Zokin, there's the tshuvas of Admar Amsoi, tshuvas of Admar Tzemach Tzedek, tshuvas of Admar Marash, tshuvas of Admar Marshav, tshuvas of Kedushim Maru Chamad Menasi Dereinu. V'chein yiyah gam lo asad lovoi, limud Nigla the Torah mipi Mashiach Tzedkeinu. I didn't see this anywhere else. So after all the arichas that it says in many, many maimorim, Kote Teire, Shaare Amuna, and Tanya, and the Friedrich Rebbe, famous name of the Friedrich Rebbe, and all over, that lost love will be the Ikkelim, will be Pnimis HaTeire, but here the Rebbe finished off this maimor, and said, that's a Zan Eichet Limit Nigla the Teire. Yeah.
It's also
that what?
It's also
like stages, right? I'm not telling you, I'm reading what it says here. I'm not saying stages and kufas. What?
Yeah.
How long is it going to take, you're saying? Good, so you're saying if it's Zainab, it's the limit of Nigla the Taira. Not Pnimi Sataira. Okay, I'm reading what it says. I'm telling you this is the Sachidish, I didn't see anywhere else. No, but it says over here, you're saying? No, that was going in the same tkufa. That was talking about the very same tkufa where it says we have Moshe and the others and after Tchias HaMeisim, after Piken, that ever says, Tzorech Loimar, Shia, Oz Gam Lim and Nikla the Teira. Okay. Vamei Shana Yamas, no. In an earlier tkufa, yeah. In an earlier tkufa.